You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of the Christchurch terror attack, New Zealand is making fast changes to its firearm legislation. The first reading of the Arms Amendment Act passed on Tuesday, and today MPs are hearing oral submissions for the government's gun law reforms from Gun City's David Tipple, the Federation of Islamic Associations New Zealand, and firearms legal experts. I spoke to Otago University public health researcher Dr. Hera Cook, who was one half of the pair who released a five-page fact sheet on firearms law and policy in New Zealand from a public health point of view. I began by asking, what are the implications of our current gun laws on public health?
Well, we've got the 12th or 13th highest rate of guns per capita in the world. And there's research showing that the more guns you have, the more gun harm you'll have.
Why do you think fast-tracking gun legislation is necessary to improve public health?
We've just had a massacre in which 50 people have been killed. We know from other places around the world that massacres encourage other copycat massacres. So that's one reason. The other reason is that we've been trying to get gun law reform for 30 years in this country. If we'd done what the Thorpe Report recommended in 1997, or even if we'd done what the Select Committee on Illegal Firearms recommended in 2017, we might not have had the massacre in Christchurch.
Can you just tell me a little bit more about the Thorpe Report and the Select Committee on Illegal Firearms report as well?
The Thorpe Report was a massive report of 281 pages done by a retired judge which looked at all aspects of firearm legislation and regulation in New Zealand. It's a fantastic piece of work and almost no attention was paid to it. The Select Committee on Illegal Firearms was a bipartisan committee that made 20 recommendations. Paula Bennett, who was the minister, got two gun lobbyists in her office as special advisers and rejected 13 out of the 20 recommendations. So we've had almost no gun law reform, but we're really well prepared. We don't need to do a lot of research. We don't need to have a lot of debate on the measures that need to be taken. That's why we can do gun law reform fast.
The paper has many knowledge gaps regarding costs such as transporting and destroying illegal guns. Do you think these knowledge gaps are a problem? Because there's already a ban on most types of semi-automatic firearms in place. So why does the fast tracking need to occur?
Not all semi-automatics are banned. In Australia, they banned them all. We should be banning them all. We don't need semi-automatics to shoot rabbits, for example. Now, the prohibition, the ban at the moment, hasn't taken them out of the community. So even the ones that we've banned, the military-style semi-automatics, are still out there in the community. They've got to be bought in and destroyed the way they were in Australia after their Port Arthur massacre. Now, we don't know exactly the costs involved in that, but if we don't want more gun massacres, these are costs. This is money we have to spend. So no, those holes in the costs aren't important because we have to do this.
How are gun lobbyists affecting the fast-tracking of the bill?
The gun lobby have been making ridiculous and wild claims about the impact of these pretty timid limits on semi-automatics. And they're claiming they're going to cost licensed gun owners a lot of money. They're claiming that they're going to harm them. None of this is true. People who have sporting interests or hunting interests or farming will be able to do what they're doing, and it is not going to interfere with their activities.
Why do you think that there has been such an emotional response from this group?
The gun lobby have been winding New Zealand licensed gun owners up to be more and more hysterical for years. They present every single gun reform, even if it's really minor, as a huge threat to the gun owners. They say that the costs are enormous. The cost of registering for your gun licence at the moment is $126 every 10 years. The rest of us are paying for the costs of firearms regulation as it exists in New Zealand. As taxpayers, we're all subsidising their hobbies.
Also, another gun lobby focus is gun violence is related to mental illness. Is this a dangerous rhetoric?
Gun violence is not related to mental health issues. Gun violence is related to previous reports of aggression on the part of a person. So somebody who's given to gun rage or domestic violence abuse or those kinds of things, or who just gets into punch-ups, That's the kind of violence that is likely to lead to that person later becoming a perpetrator of gun violence. Or we should put that another way. People who have committed gun violence are often found to have histories of other violence and aggression in their lives. They don't have mental illness. Mental illness often makes people passive and timid and scared.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make regarding firearm policy and public health?
Firearms are a public health issue because they're so lethal and the negative outcomes are so important. They can make a whole community unsafe and live in, and feel as if they have to live in fear. And they can damage individuals terribly. We're not just talking about death, we're talking about injuries, which are very complex and very severe. And there's also suicides. You know, usually when people try and commit suicide, there's a high failure rate and they can change their minds. Someone who tries to commit suicide with a gun usually succeeds the first time, so they don't get that opportunity to change their mind.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.